In Acts chapter 20, in verse 35, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what Paul says about Jesus. It's reliable. It's true. Paul is aware of the teachings of Jesus Christ, and he quotes firsthand what Jesus himself reveals to him. It just so happens that this line was not recorded by anyone else in history other than Luke, writing what Paul says in Acts chapter 20. If you find that statement difficult, remember the statement of Peter, right? In chapter 2, verse 1, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, he writes, no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's the witness of Peter in his second letter. Or John. Do you remember John? Toward the end of his gospel, he wrote, now Jesus did many other things. In chapter 20, verse 30, he says, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. And then further toward the end, in chapter 21, verse 25, John says, now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Peter says this. John says this. The scripture represents the teaching of God through many people, but none of them would take credit for it. They want you to know what God is saying and what God thinks, and we are rooted in that. Listen to this. I thought twice when I wrote this sentence, and I will stand by it. There is more that God has said than is recorded in Scripture. I'm not looking to start a new thing and make something up and say, oh, I've received revelation from God, follow me. But there is more that God has said than is recorded in Scripture. When you read it in the book of Acts in chapter 20, and Paul says, Jesus said this, Jesus did say that. And Paul had it written down by Luke. Well, Luke tells the story of how Paul taught that. And the Holy Spirit inspired it to be in your Bible. God's at work in your life. And nothing that God has said will contradict Scripture. But God speaks. God speaks things that might not get into your book that you write about your life to you. That will direct your life. God speaks things in prayer to people who seek him. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him. The secret counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him. And people who come together, working out their salvation through fear and trembling. What a big thing to stop and say to yourself, I could hear from God. I would be responsible for what I hear. Ananias better go and pray for Paul. Paul's waiting for a guy named Ananias. What if he doesn't show up? God knows he's going to show up. He told Paul he'll be here. But Ananias says, God, I don't think I'll be there. You don't know about this guy. Let me tell you, Almighty, all-knowing God. I just thought I'd talk back to you. God says, you go because he's praying. He's one of us. And he's had a vision, and it will come to pass. P.S., that's you, Ananias. This is all such incredible, good, and dynamic stuff, and we're listening here to God saying, are you listening to me, to you? This isn't because at the end of my sermon, I'm going to tell you something I want you to do, and I've set you up so that when I speak, I can say, I have spoken now from God, follow me. That's not it. There's no hidden pill wrapped in bacon of this sermon. It is merely that God speaks. And the written history of the Bible is a record of him doing that with people, your people too. And he speaks. And we need it. We need it because the church without the Spirit is a book report. The church without obediently following the direction of God is a listing ship adrift, not accomplishing his will in the world. Hear from God. Hear from God. Paul shares what he knows about the heart of God on the matter. Paul, the praying disciple of Jesus Christ, hears from God, and other believers confirm it. Other disciples say, I see you there. I'm feeling you. Yes. We've provided a memory verse in your bulletin on the teaching of Jesus about giving from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Freely you received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Paul is aware of the teachings of Jesus Christ, and he quotes firsthand what Jesus himself reveals to him, and it lines up with what other witnesses to the teachings of Jesus Christ say. In Acts chapter 20, where we started this morning, in verse 32, he said, the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The grace is able. And then in verse 35, we must help the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the teaching of Scripture this morning. In this season, in the life of the church, we will focus on receiving from God and giving to others. Watch for it. Receiving from God, grace, and giving to others, works. There it is. And God is bringing us to this place. God will require this of you, church. And I don't know specifically how, but that is what we're getting from Scripture today. People must see this gospel at work in you. They must. You are the Bible they're reading.